and they'll back it up.
Like, how do you call a calf?
Same way you would call it.
Would you call one?
Hey, call it, call it, call it, come on. That's the way we would say it.
All right. And what do you say to, like, some of the mules or the horses to make them go left or make them go right?
G-A-H-A-R.
Okay, which goes which?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think G is to your right and I believe H-A-R is to your left. I'm not sure. It's been so long.
And do you know any cost to horses to get them in from the pasture?
No, I don't. Everybody trained their horse according to them. Like my dad used to whistle and his would come. You know, you have a little whistle, he'd whistle and they would come to him.
But you don't know a word then?
Mm-mm.
Was it a special whistle? It's always the same.
Yeah, a special whistle.
How did it sound?
Oh, I can't tell you. I don't know. It was some kind of queer whistle, like something like that.
And they would come to him?
Uh-huh. And when they look and see him, they would come to him.
All right. Well, what do you say to a horse to get to urge him to get him moving?
Get up.
Right. And when he's already moving or when he's standing still and you're just starting, is it any different? Like if
they say you cluck to the mule and tell him to get up. I don't know.
When you're already moving?
No, that's before you start.
And if you're already moving, you just want him to go faster.
You bump him with your stirrup and you tell him get up, you know.
And what about to make him stop?
You say whoa. Right.
And when you back him into a buggy or something, then? Would you?
I will back up. All you right. Tell him to back. Right.
And how do you call hogs to feed them?
You call them pigs.
So what would you say?
You say, whoa, pigs. And they come to you.
All right. Well, what do you call, how do you call your sheep to get them in from the pasture?
I don't know that. That's something I really don't know. See, I never been around them, really.
All right. So you wouldn't have a call for your sheep at all?
I wouldn't.
All right. Well, have you ever seen sheep?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Where have you seen the sheep?
Well, it was some around, not real close, like in Newton or Pink or something like that, in the next joining town.
Yeah.
They raised them.
Well, if you had a sheep, and you know, since you'd never called one before, how do you think you'd call it?
I really don't know how. Like I said, I've never been around a sheep, really.
All right. Well,
I'd have to learn. I really don't know what to say.
Well, how would you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
We said bitty, 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 you know, call chickens like that.
What?
Some said chick, chick, chicks, and some said bitty, bitty, bitties, and they'll come to you.
What did you say?
I said bitties. I don't care how old they were, I still say bitty, bitty.
Well, if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Catch the horses up.
Well, you know, to put all the things up.
And put saddle on him. Saddle him up.
All right, and would put it out get him for plowing or something like that.
We would hitch him up.
Right.
Hitch up the mules.
And do you know any other things? What about if you were just driving somewhere?
You hitch him up still. They call it hitching.
Mm-hmm. Do you know another word? Sounds like har.
Harness him up.
Right. And now, when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The stirrup.
Right.
Some call it the line.
And so two of them would be?
Lines.
Right. Now, if you were plowing, what would you have?
You would have lines also.
Right. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with if you're on
a horse? You have a stirrup, bridle, you put a bridle on it, and you have
one of those two long
ring, bridles. The bridle ring.
What's that word again?
Bridle ring.
All right.